has considered the case of the PJM three times, the third time to agree to the wearing it during the 50th anniversary of Malaysian independence. He then went on, having considered it in such detail, carefully weighing up the arguments for and against, the committee does not plan to reconsider the matter. My honourable friend has been very supportive, and I know he gave the news with heavy heart, and I know he's as perplexed as the rest of us about the committee's decision. As things stand, this House of Commons, directly elected by the people of Britain, is powerless to do anything about this committee's decisions. This House of Commons, directly elected by the people of Britain, is unable to scrutinise the decisions of unelected mandarins. Now, I've met and spoken to many veterans of the Malaysian campaign, and their bravery deserves better than the miserable treatment handed out by the HD committee. This committee shows more concern for the niceties of precedent and upsetting the status quo than they do for honouring our veterans. Yeah. Mr. Speaker, the inability of the House of Commons to debate and scrutinise the HD committee's decisions is anathema in a parliamentary democracy and has no place in a modern world. My bill would mean that the decisions of the HD committee would at last be subject to rigorous parliamentary scrutiny and debate. It would ensure that the decisions and indeed the process of how these decisions were made stands up to examination. This House is to have the ultimate responsibility to ask servicemen and women to put their lives on the line and risk their lives in conflict and in war. Surely then, this House has the right, indeed it has the duty, to look after their interests and make the HD committee answerable to Parliament for its actions. Now, some will argue that the issues on medals are sensitive and should not be brought into the public domain. If they do, I ask them this. Every year, a report is brought to Parliament on the working of the British intelligence services. If this House can scrutinise the work of Britain's security services, why can't we scrutinise the work of the HD committee? Mr. Speaker, there is no excuse for the total unaccountability of the HD committee, and there's no excuse for their behaviour towards our veterans. Their action brings shame on the British nation. It's time to subject their decisions and deliberations to the scrutiny of Parliament and to ensure that the brave and courageous servicemen, like the veterans of the Malaysian campaign, can never again be subject to such disgraceful treatment. Mr. Speaker, I commend this bill to the House.
The question is, the honourable member have leave to bring in his bill? As many as their opinion say aye.
Aye.
Country no. I think the ayes have it. The ayes have it. Who will prepare and bring in the bill?
Mr. Adam Ingram, Mr. Jim Sheridan, Mrs. Linda Gilroy, Mr. Michael Mates, Mr. James Gray, Miss Anne Widdicombe, Mr. Michael Ancrum, Mr. Bob Russell, Mr. Pete Wishart, Mr. Malcolm Bruce, the Reverend Dr. Ian Paisley, and myself.
Intrigue. Don Tuig.
Yeah. Committee on the Grant of Honours, Decorations and Medals Bill.
Second reading. What
Friday,
day?
Friday, October the 17th.
Friday, October the 17th. Order. We come to the main business. The clerk will now prepare to read the orders of the day.
Tree Enforcement and Sanctions Bill, Lord, second reading.